cinema, in its essence, is what's about the reproduction of reality. It's just that, like, reality is actually reproduced. And he, for him, like, it's not like a storytelling medium, really. You know, and he feels like film, like literature is better for telling a story. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and if you tell a story, or even like a joke, like, you know, this guy walks into a bar, and, you know, he sees a dwarf, you know, like, you know, that works really well because you're imagining this guy and this dwarf and this bar, and there's this kind of like imaginative aspect to it. Mm-hmm. But in film, you don't have that because you actually are filming a specific guy in a specific bar with a specific dwarf of a specific height who looks a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, for Bazin, what the ontology of film has to do is has to do with, you know, really with photography also has an ontology of,
right?
Except that it adds this dimension of time to it, you know, and like this greater realism. And so, like, it's about that guy at that moment in that space. And you know, Bazin is like a Christian, so he like believes that, you know, God, obviously, and that like everything, he believes, for him, reality and God are the same, you know, like. And so what film is actually capturing is, like, God incarnate, creating, you know, and, like, this very moment, like, you know, God is manifesting as this. And what the film would capture, if it was filming us right now, would be, like, God as this table, and God as you, and God as me, and God looking the way we look right now, and saying and thinking what we're thinking right now, because that is, you know, we are all God manifest in that sense. Mm-hmm. So film is actually, like, a record of God, or of the face of God, or of the ever-changing face of God. Yeah.